Oh, Yeah. ayo, ey arayo ve yuvası, arayak ya ne azbe ya. Be a rayo, be shumasi, be rechyane masriyay. Be a rayo, be shumasi, be rechyane masriyay.
Good to be back to our regular Tuesday night, but I can't say how regular it's been, Taka. No, we should have more holidays, Taka, so we get pushed up. That is Elon said last week. Sometimes it's good to we have to wait till Thursday. It's good to be able to go into Shabbos, but it's hard to wait till Thursday. So it's good to get, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're on Thursday, Tuesday now. Baruch Hashem, Alun Shvi and Tzchus for Furshim Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. We're in the fourth quarter of Yitzchak Kislev. Whenever you're like a week to go before Yitzchak Kislev, we gotta say stories about Tanya. For Chassidish Chevra, Yitzchak Kislev, the birthday of the Chassidus of the Alter Rebbe getting out of jail. So the story goes that the Baal Tanya was once sitting in his house, and his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, was also they were both sitting and learning. Then there was a baby crying. The Baal Tanya thought that the Tzemach Tzedek would hear, and he didn't hear. And the Baal Tanya wanted to be able to go and, you know, I don't know, got the baby back to sleep, give him a bottle, whatever. I don't know how he got him back to sleep. And he goes over to the Tzemach Tzedek, his grandson, and he says, "No, Nachman, did you hear that the baby's crying?" He said, "No, I was so focused in my learning." He said, "Mesavich was very young. I don't know how old he was, but he was young." And he said, "I was so focused in my learning, I didn't hear the baby crying." So the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, he said, "If you're learning and you don't hear a baby crying, you don't see another Jew in need, then your sefer is not open." A person can be so, your sefer is not open.
Okay.
Nice, a person can be learning, but if you're not tapped in to hear another Jew in pain, then your sefer is closed. It was all out of love. It was his grandfather, but that was the message, and that's really the message of tonight's Torah. The Rebbe writes, Klausmeger writes in Shal Shudis of 1952. We're going on to the early years. Baruch Hashem, I haven't had to. Look so far, the Torah just came to Hashem, gave me the Matana. So in the first paragraph, it says that the sorrow shall Esav. What was his main idea? He's going for Yaakov, his sinew bone, the gid on Noshef, by the first arrow. I don't know. The sinew. I know. I don't know, doctor. What do you call the sinew, the thing that attaches a leg to his
the ligament.
Why Dafka did Esav, the angel of Esav? Why was he going for that? So the Zohar says something very simple. I've never seen this before. He says that the angel of Esav was Dafka going for that ligament, for that place, because that was the place that attaches the whole body together, that attaches the Jewish people together. The Zohar says that attaches the body. He says, "What Ratzal lifgoa betamchen da'areishel shlo tishur achtus ben yotze yerecho da'ashir lo yitamchu belomdei an Torah aniyim." He says that place binds the Jewish people together, and it adjoins the Jews who are doing the right thing and the Jews who are unfortunately doing the wrong thing. He says somehow that place in a person's body, it attaches the Jewish people together and attaches the Jews who are doing the right thing and doing the wrong thing. So when Esav's angel was going for that place, he was Dafka trying to push out the Jews who maybe don't feel so Jewish throughout the year. He says that was the whole Torah. That was the whole thing that Esav's angel was trying to do. And he says that's what Yaakov was mainly afraid of. Let's go to the page 4 for a second. He says, right, Yaakov Avinu. And we're just going to go a little out of order, right? Because Yaakov is very scared. Hatzileni no miyarachim miyari sav kantonti mikol ha-chasarim mikol ha-mes ha-asher ha-sitzas ha-avdecha. In the middle of the paragraph. He says, Rabbi Hashem, you've blessed me with so many chasarim. So he writes over here, what does it mean, ki yorei anochi? Hatzileni no miyarachim miyari sav ki yorei anochi. I'm afraid for myself. So Yaakov Avinu was scared. What was he afraid of? Says Yaakov Avinu, I'm afraid that I was only worried about myself. I was only worried about my own family, my own struggles. He wasn't just worried about that all maybe his chesed points and his bank account ran out. Right? That's the Rashi. That's the famous Chazal we always learn. Not that Yaakov thought that at the end of the day, all his points ran out, and he was going to run out of his bank account would be empty. Says the Rebbe that it's Hatzilieni Nam Yarachim Yarisav Ki Yorei Anochi. I'm afraid that I was just thinking about myself. Shani misyara hi mipnei shani choshe sheyishli pnias anochis atzomios. Vani misyara raka masha olikosli. I was only afraid about myself. Ve'eni doeg ba'osav miyada gam lecherem. I wasn't caring about everyone else's families. Okay, I put Rachel and Yosef in the back. But what about it? I wasn't davening for the Jewish people at large. Such an unbelievable aspect. And then we know this is what the Klezmer Rebbe, he lived it. He lived this way. Right? After the war, 11 children, his own wife, murdered, killed, and he was the one who was always giving chizuk to people, to different people throughout after the war. You had to make sure that the Jews felt cared for. That was the whole Torah. That's exactly what the angel was trying to do. The angel was trying, right? Because the angel was just a representative of Esav himself, right? That battle of Esav, of the angel of Esav, was just the precursor, if you want to get a fancy word here. Well, just a precursor, or whatever that means, for the real Esav coming, and then the Aliyah after. And we also know, Chazal tell us, right? He was fighting with him back and forth. Why did he go back? So Rashi says that there was like these small jars. I forgot who says this, but it's brought down, I'm not sure if it's the Baal Term or someone. What were those jars? That jar ended up being the Pach Shemen. It was the jug of oil that the Yevanim didn't touch. The Shemen that the Yevanim didn't touch, that was the Metame, ended up being that was the jug that Yaakov went back for. Not exactly what the Chashmonaim Dafka found in the Hichal when they wanted to light the menorah on fire. That little small thing. That little Mesiris Nefesh. And if you go to page 2, that's exactly the whole Vort. By Hanukkah. He says over here in the second paragraph, why is it that we have Neris Hanukkah, the Inyan of Neris Hanukkah, the main emphasis of Neris Hanukkah is to be able to light outside. Pursuni Nisa. But Neris Hanukkah, the Inyan, Pursuni Nisa, Lahalika, Pesach, Beis, Vami, Bechutz. Mashalom, Matsinu, Kemishar, Mitzvahs. We don't have any other mitzvah in the entire Torah where the mitzvah itself is to try to publicize to the world, to show the world, the Jews and the non-Jews, our mitzvah. What's going on over here? So then he quotes the B'nai Yisachar, who says a beautiful idea. B'nai Yisachar says that, right, we say in Al Anisim, we're going to say in Mitzvah in 12 days. Haval Tmeim B'yad Tahorim, Chen Hashem B'yad Tzadikim, Chen Zedim B'yad Oskis Horasecha. He says, what? It's going this back and forth. The Dafka, the ones that were small beat the many, the ones that were tummy were beaten by the Tahar. So he says the whole essence of this whole, the whole Al Nisim is for one thing and one thing only. For us to realize that there were certain Kohanim, the Chashmonaim family, who decided they were going to risk everything for Klal Yisrael. They're going to risk their own self. They were going to risk their own self. Where did they get that midah from? They got the midah from their ultimate Zaydi, the Aaron HaKoyin, who's the Oiv Shalom Rode Shalom. Oiv Shalom Rode Shalom. Oiv Shalom like Rabbi Goldberg said last Shabbos to the Sheva Brachos. Oiv Shalom Rode Shalom. It's not two separate things. Instead of from Rabbi Yonah. Oiv Shalom, when you love people, when you show care and concern, Oiv Shalom Rode. That brings them closer to Torah. When you do good things for them, invite them for a meal, Friday you get challahs for them, you figure it out, you do something extra special for them, that brings them closer to Torah. If you go on the bottom here, that's what he says there. But Raka Kohanim HaKadoshim, we know them in the Chashmonaim were Kohanim. Shahayu Mechaprin Al Yisrael B'chol Eis, they were always looking for the Kapar for Klal Yisrael. They were living with that Ne'ilah the entire year. Heim Haskimu Lahafkir as Gufam V'Nafshim Ma'aman Hatzolos Yisrael. They were the ones who were willing to give up their lives for all of Klal Yisrael. And I'm sure you guys know this. The Jews during the Hellenistic period, if we're going to get fancy again, not everyone there was so Jewish, right? The Greeks were starting to infiltrate our not so like
our consciousness.
Someone said to me last night, I have a very big fear of FOMO. So what's FOMO? So the Pashup Shah for FOMO is fear of missing out. Listen, the new chiddush of FOMO. FOMO, fear of modern orthodoxy. Good or no? Good shtick. Fear of modern orthodoxy. So there's a lot of modern orthodoxy going on in the Yevanim too, Taka. There are a lot of Jews who are full. Don't quote me on this, and I hope I don't get in trouble. I'm just saying what this guy told me. There's a lot of Jews who are falling off to the wayside, and the Yevanim, the Chashmonaim, not to say on it, and it's something he didn't say. Oh. Sorry, you don't keep Shabbos. Oh, you drive to shul on Shabbos. Sorry, you're not going to be part of the Hatzalah. Or like the best thing is that I saw in Greece last Shabbos. No, Taka not stam that they stopped in Greece. That flight they wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael, and I don't know which story to believe of the Haredim, this or that, whatever it is. But all I saw, I read one article is that there was a flight that had to leave JFK and left very late, and what happened was they didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. And they stopped off in Greece. And the amount of achdus that they had there supposedly was out of this world. Sephardim, Ashkenazim, secular, everyone, it was just like, just obviously it was a very, very pressured and a lot of anxious time before Shabbos. But once Shabbos came, it was just like, this is what it is and that's what it's all about. Dafka in Greece. Because the Sar Shal Isov, Dafka wants to take away. The Sar Shal Isov, Dafka wants to take away that sinew and that connection of the body. He says over here, only the Kohanim are able to build it. These are the people who are most in effort for Kol Klal Yisrael. The Chay Maskir knows on the Shvach. This is why we mention them in for praise. Shalomor Shayu Tzarikiv Oski Tor Lo Amru Torasinu Masai Tehei, page 3. Nasas Elamirov Avas Yisrael. Because of their love for other Jews, Hefkiru Es Tovas Atzman Behelch Lidrosh Es Tovan Shal Yisrael. They went out to be Dorish for Klal Yisrael, they went out to war. And this is exactly why we Dafka light the candles outside. Okay, in America it's not so pasha, but in Eretz Yisrael we only do it for anti-Semitic reasons. But there are real reasons to be able to show the world, to show our fellow Jews that we care for everyone. And he says that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the tikkun of bringing that sinew back together with the body is dafka by lighting outside. It's to showing the Jews who pass by our streets, the Jews who say, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to affiliate myself with Judaism or not. No, we care for you. It's not only just about ourselves, like Rabbi Gorber spoke about last Shabbos. And he said that's what the Mishnah Perek Yovah says in Perek Bey's Mishnah Yogimel. Ukishata mispal at has tfilas chol tzorach atzmecha. Don't just daven for yourself. Don't just daven for yourself, daven for others. The Gemara says it simply. The Gemara says, if you need something and your friend needs the same thing, if you daven for your friend first, Hashem sees that love, you're going to be answered first. Pasha. Like I saw a story once in Praying with Fire from Rabbi Heshi Kleiman, beautiful, beautiful sefer on tefillah. So he says that there's these two women who couldn't have children both for 10 years, and they decided they were going to daven for each other. They knew this Gemara, it's a famous Gemara. What happened was, he said, to the exact year since they switched names, they both had a baby on the same hospital, on the same floor, on the same day. When they dafka, they did both didn't have children. But when the Rabbanu Shalom sees that there are two people who dafka care for each other so much, Kadosh Baruch is willing to open up the gates. He's willing to open up the gates of Shemaim. But the Tzar of Shal Esav wants to take it away. The Yevanim wants to say, no, take it away. They're Jews, come on. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it. What did they do?
They raised money for the mikveh in Greece.
Oh.
The Chabad Rabbi.
Oh, that's what it was for?
Building a mikveh around the corner. And
he said, if you're stopping over here, we give you a meal. At least to help us.
No. They just heard about it. And they took it on to be sent to our fundraising.
Wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
No, but especially because it's Greece and it's a mikveh. I mean, the Greeks didn't want to kill us. They just wanted us to assimilate.
Exactly. That was their main... They didn't want to kill us.
Yeah,
now with Dafka, we're going back to Greece. Specific Dafka, Greece.
Yeah.
Not Turkey or not Russia.
Yeah.
We want to stop in Greece.
Yeah.
If it's Kislev, okay, maybe Tavis will stop in Turkey, whatever. If it's Kislev, we're going to stop in Greece. Maybe that's what the captain who said that he didn't want to get off of New York because, you know, supposedly the captain made an announcement on the plane.
He's turning around. Yeah.
But maybe he had this kavana of being trying to be mitake in Greece in the month of Kislev Taka. That's what he wanted to do. But that's exactly what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe is saying that all Jews were on one family. But Esav Shel Esav is trying to take away the sinew bone, to try to take it away from the rest of the body. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. I'm afraid. I'm afraid the Rebbe Shem thinks I'm just worrying about myself. And the whole avoda of mamash of Kislev and the parsha to show the Rebbe Shem that we're all one nation, we're all one team. That they were. As the Rebbe said, that there were Kohanim who were willing to be Moser Nefesh themselves, not for just their own family, for everyone. Like you've ever seen the movie Defiance, right? Defiance with the Belsky family in the Holocaust. They it's rated R, so maybe I'll talk about it another time. But you can watch it. I won't tell anyone. But there's a family who are literally Moser Nefesh, and they hid in the forest, four brothers, for a certain amount of time, and they fought off the Nazis. It wasn't just Jews, not Jews, whatever. We're all one family, we're all one team. There's two stories that they developed. Let's just say one maaser, because I want to get to Gunningen at the end. The Baba Rebbe, Yolena, was once sitting by his Hanukkah candles, and this is the first Baba Rebbe, I think it was the Rav Shlomo Baba Rebbe. And he was davening, and he was sitting there, and his grandson asked him, I said, Zaidi, what are you doing? Okay, we davened, we lit. He said, I'm davening for you. I'm dying for you to be able to Bez Hashem find a good shidduch. The kid was like 5 years old. Dying for you to that, it's a very big time to daven by the candles, very big Eis Ratzon. Comes back an hour later and his Zaidi is still davening there. He says, a new day, Zaidi, it's been an hour. Hour change. What are you davening for now? So he said, now I'm not just davening for you to go find a shidduch, now I'm davening for you that you should have good shit. You should have good kids. You should have good children. The essence of Chanukah is mamash to be able to find that fire within every single one of ourselves, to be able to find the good within ourselves, within others. The Chiddush HaRim always said this famous Torah. The Gemara says that the wicks and the candles that you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on Chanukah. Pashup Shat. The wicks and the candles you can't use on Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. The Chiddush HaRim said that the Jews who feel like they can never get uplifted, maybe by every seventh day, maybe from Shabbos, but after Chanukah, the time where the Chiddush Baruch Hu brings himself down on a much higher level, the amount of closeness between us and the Baruch Hu is a tremendous, tremendously close level. That's the outcome when a Jew could be connected to the Baruch Hu. But we have to feel that achdus, as the Rebbe said. Esav, the Tzar Shel Esav wants to take it away. Our avoda, the Yevanim wants to take our avoda to be like the Matzah Yov, to be like the Kohanim, to be like Yaakov Avinu. Yara Yanochi, I'm worried if I'm just worrying about myself. We should be zochah as Hashem not only to learn this but to live this every minute and every step of our lives, to be able to show the Baruch Hu how much we care for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, and truly for the world at large. Bez Hashem.
Amen. Amen. Amazing that he wrote this in 52, where a lot of of the people who learned Yiddishkeit, you know, after the Holocaust. You know, I mean, but he's like reaching out to.
Is it?
I mean, afterwards, but.
Okay.
Make that
down.
Yeah, it's busy. It's busy. You're good. You're living the Torah. You're living the message. Amen.
I was playing hockey. I was supposed to.
You're living the message. Go ahead, doctor.
What did you say? Why Chanukah can use any kind of lightning or
works? And the Gemara says that the this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that when that the certain standards.
Because Chanukah is about reaching out to all the lighting,
even the Jews, even the Jews who feel low, maybe we feel, you know, maybe they're by chutz.
Who might not think that they're so kosher?
Yeah, they're lighting an electric menorah or whatever. No, electric menorah is good too. Come.
It sounds like the keteris mix everybody in.
At the chalbana.
Even the chalbana.
Even the chalbana. Even the thing that smells so not so good by itself.
Everybody. Beautiful. Connected everything.
There it is. Chanukah. Chutzukas.
It's the last time for us.
It's such a good idea. It's Chanukah.
Shabbos.